Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. It's Friday, August 22nd, and I'm joined by Marcus Mayberry, an editor of The New York Times and one of our resident politicos. Good morning, Marcus.
Good morning. How are you?
So any ideas of who Barack Obama's running mate is?
Yeah, you know, I know, but I can't tell you.
You can't tell us? All right, we're going to get to that.
Another tease.
We're going to get to that in a moment. But first, we're going to go to Baghdad, where it appears that some preliminary agreements have been made between the U.S. and Iraq, as Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice met with Prime Minister al-Maliki for 2.5 hours yesterday. It appears that the U.S. may be agreeing to pull back some combat troops from major Iraqi cities by next June and from the rest of the country by 2011, that assuming conditions remain relatively stable. Now, this has been one of the sticking points as the parties have negotiated for months the Status of Forces Agreement, or SOFA, which is essentially the legal framework allowing the U.S. military to operate in Iraq. This is only a draft agreement with what the Bush administration is calling aspirational goals rather than fixed date. For the latest, we go now to Stephen Farrell, who is in Baghdad for our partner, The New York Times. Welcome, Stephen.
Hello.
So essentially, the Bush administration has steadfastly refused to any kind of deadline. What's changed here?
What's changed is that the Iraqis want deadlines, or at least they want timetables. The reason for that is that at the moment, the American forces and coalition forces in Iraq are operating under a United Nations mandate. Well, that runs out on New Year's Eve, so somebody has to find a way of legalizing, if you like, the presence of American forces in Iraq after then. And what they want to do is go from a United Nations mandate to an agreement between the the sovereign government of Iraq and the Americans. And as any government in the world would want, they want to be able to show their own people that they're running their own affairs.
Now, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has been there. This is her second day, and she's indicated that the two were close to an agreement, an overall agreement. Are they?
Iraqi negotiators tell us that at negotiating level, the lawyers, the technical experts, and so on, have agreed it. They've thrashed out a document. But it takes prime ministers and presidents to sign off on it. So in one sense, they've got a document. In another sense, it's got to go before Prime Minister Nouri Kamal al-Maliki here, and then he's got to send it to his parliament and so on and so forth. So I've been a while in the Middle East, and agreements aren't agreements until they're agreed.
Well, listen, do you have any sense of how long, given the politics of the Iraqi legislature, that it might take for Prime Minister al-Maliki to get it through, to get it approved?
Well, certainly not before early September, i.e. most of a month, because the parliament is on holiday and doesn't come back until then. And I find it extremely unlikely that some hundreds of Iraqi MPs are all going to walk back into parliament on day one, all have complete unanimity, nothing to say about this, and not going to want to put their own opinions in there. So I think this one's going to run and run.
Run and run. Let's get to some of the broader issues. Give us a sense of what else is contained in this agreement besides how long U.S. troops will stay in Iraq.
Well, effectively, that's it. It decides who stays, how many stay, what they can do when they're there, and who decides what they can do when they're there. So basically, how many American troops, whether, for instance, they can go and launch an operation in Fallujah, or they could go and hit Muqtada al-Sadr's people in Sadr City because an American colonel or general wants to, or do they have to go to a joint committee of the Iraqis and say, look, we want to do this, and then there's a backwards and forwards. I mean, that could get extremely complex. The bigger picture of that, beyond that, is that they have a wider a wider agreement setting out the general framework of two allies working together for their mutual interests over many years and so on and so forth. There doesn't seem to be any controversy about that. Both countries want to work with each other. It's the narrow technical stuff on what Americans can do when and says who that is the stumbling point.
Last quick question. Any sense of how long Condoleezza Rice is going to be in the country?
Well, Condoleezza Rice actually left yesterday. It was a very short visit.
Okay. Stephen Farrell, many thanks for that update. Stephen Farrell reports for the New York Times, and he came to us from Baghdad. And Marcus Mayberry, a senior editor with the New York Times, is still with us. And